Barrett, I hope you're doing well. Welcome into the game in T-Town.
Oh, thanks for having me, Ryan. Caller's making allegations on the radio. It's almost like the host of an Alabama radio show.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing.
Well, you know, sometimes that was not my comment. I'm just facilitating the conversation tonight. So I'm glad I didn't get in the doghouse with a guy that played in the NFL. It's a good thing that I didn't make that comment.
And see, that's a pro move, because you're not making the allegation. You're staying out of it. You're just a facilitator, and that's where you need to be. That's smart.
Well, listen, and I don't mind making you part of the conversation. It's probably one of the most idiotic calls I've heard in a long time. We had a guy that called in. He claimed to be an Auburn fan, whether he was or was not. I don't know. I didn't verify it. But he said, Alabama's never going to play a black quarterback. So, Jacob Coker, you are the starting quarterback at Alabama. You're not going to be you're going to win it because you're white. And I think a lot of people went, what? So, I don't think that's really a factor when you look at Nick Saban.
Alabama's played a black quarterback.
Sure they have. Several black quarterbacks.
I remember Andrew Zapper one. That's dumb. I mean, that's just dumb. that is the most idiotic call ever. You're right.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, if we could give out the Idiotic Caller of the Year award, Feinbaum gives the Caller of the Year award, we would give out the Idiotic Caller, and it no doubt would be that caller that made that comment. I'm going to make you part of the conversation as far as some of the topics that we've had. It seems like take a number. You want to take a shot at Nick Saban, take a number, have a seat. We'll get to you in a minute. Bob Stoops did it. Now Brett Bielema did it yesterday as well. And the piles just continue. How does Nick Saban take this? I'd like to know.
Well, you know, I think he blocks it out as well as he can. But, I mean, honestly, he sort of deserves it from Bob Stoops because – you know, the idea that that game was a consolation game, I watched that game several times. Alabama looked like they were ready to play. That's why the complacency thing that Nick Saban has been trying to sell, I think that's ludicrous. I don't think Alabama was complacent at all last year. They got beat. They certainly weren't complacent in the Iron Bowl because, I mean, neither side's going to ever be complacent in the Iron Bowl. And then they just got beat by Oklahoma. I think that Nick Saban's trying to write off what happened, and in the process, sort of passively insulting a lot of people, and they should be upset. Bob Stoops should be mad because that wasn't a consolation game. That was a big time game. You watched it, and Bob Stoops even said it today. That first drive, Alabama was like they were ready to play. They got punched in the mouth. They tried to get back, and they couldn't do it. Alabama got beat. That's okay. It happens. Get over it. I mean, it's like you don't have to write off every loss by saying that you did a bad job and the players were complacent or that they weren't ready to play a consolation game. They got beat. That happens. Move on. That's it.
Well, I don't mean to disagree with you, but, I mean, Barrett, let's look at it for a couple of minutes. I mean, Auburn hit them in the mouth. The 1 second, they scored. At that point, Alabama did not have an interest in that Oklahoma game. Now, I know they came out and
I disagree completely. They absolutely had an interest in that game. They were fired up in the first quarter, and then they got into a hole, and they couldn't get out of it.
But, I mean, I think Nick Saban talked about preparation. It was, you know, trying to get those cobwebs out of their head. They just wouldn't get focused. And, you know, when you're set on winning a national title and you sort of get hit in the mouth and you're not there, are you really excited about playing Oklahoma? You should be. I hear you loud and clear. But something happened. I don't think Oklahoma was that good. I think Alabama just didn't want to show up. I mean, I go back to the Utah game.
I think it's completely different because in the Utah game, a lot of those players were mentally checked out. I've watched the game several times. I didn't get the sense that any of those players were mentally checked out. I did get the sense that I think Oklahoma is that good. I'm picking them to win the national championship. But I think that really Alabama got sort of punched in the mouth by an offense that Oklahoma really hadn't run all year long because you saw they didn't really know what to do with Trevor Knight all year. Then all of a sudden they realized they saw what Auburn did and said, well, they can do that, and they did that, and Alabama had no answer. And, I mean, complacency, I think, is an excuse and an excuse of the week. I think that, you know, Alabama simply got beat by Oklahoma. They got beat by a better team that night. They're not the more talented team. They were the better team that night, and it has nothing to do with preparation. It has to do with the fact that they were prepared better by the coaching staff and executed better. Alabama was not properly prepared. That falls on the coaching staff. That's not complacency. And they did not execute the way they needed to execute.
Right now we're talking with lead SEC college football, Barrett Salee, helping us out, BleacherReport.com. We're talking about some of the comments that Bob Stoops made about the university and about Nick Saban. So I go back for just a minute. obviously the Oklahoma loss is going to be a motivating factor in 2014. It's still fresh on a lot of these players' minds. So even though it's a negative, it could be one of those positives that looks back and you say that's what motivated 2014 offseason to prepare for West Virginia.
Yeah, well, absolutely, because, I mean, I don't think that it's a stretch to say that Alabama's players that are returning were embarrassed by that. I mean, they obviously have every right to be. They don't want to be, you know, shown up like that on a national stage, and that's why you get back to the complacency thing. You get punched in the mouth, you have a pride factor as a football player. And, you know, those players have a pride factor. They just lost. That's it. You know, but losses like that can serve a huge benefit for a team. You've seen, you know, obviously Alabama in 08 with the Utah thing. The next year they run the table. Obviously Auburn is using the Florida State loss as motivation because of what happened in the title game. That's okay. I mean, that's something they should do as football players because, you know, when you're on the pedestal and somebody knocks you off and then you get knocked down again, you're angry. They should be angry because, you know, I think Steve Spurrier's right. Alabama's the most talented team on pretty much every field they play on in college football. And it's up to those players to make sure that they don't get beat again by a team that's better coached and out-schemed.
So do you think Nick Saban is not telling the truth when he talks about losing the drive to win or complacent? You're not buying that. You think he's not telling the truth?
I think it's an excuse. I don't think he's telling the truth. I mean, I think he's trying to find a way to explain it away. I don't think that team was properly prepared. That falls on the coaching staff. They certainly looked motivated when the game started, and once they got down early, I think that they panicked a little bit. They didn't know what to do because they weren't properly prepared. They had no idea how to dig out of that hole, and they weren't executing the way that they needed to execute. I think the complacency thing is something that is sort of an excuse. And you know, do I believe him? I believe that he may feel that his players got a little fat and happy. But is that reality? I didn't get that sense watching that game. I never did.
But why would he say it, though? I mean, I don't really know the benefit of him saying it.
He doesn't want to say he got beat by Bob Stoops. He doesn't want to admit that to himself.
Okay. I mean, fair enough. I mean, that may be the... Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not in Nick Saban's brain, but obviously the message that he's selling it frequently that, you know, this team became complacent, in which if you go back, that was not one of the things that he tried to sell initially on.
No, it popped up recently, and he's been trying to sell it for two games. He's been trying to sell it for the Iron Bowl, too. And I mean, neither team's ever complacent for that game, except maybe when Auburn got beat 49-0, they probably didn't care all that much.
All right, so I moved to Brett Bielema, which is sort of becoming one of my favorite sort of one-liners. I mean, he's got a lot of them. Let's talk about Brett Bielema and taking shots at Nick Saban about this camp situation.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think Brett Bielema just wants anybody to talk about Arkansas. And, you know, I mean, I have no reason to be upset about him for that because, you know, can't talk about their on-the-field place, so talk about something else. So I think he recognized the opportunity of being at the car wash. I think he obviously likes to take advantage of big spotlights, and he did it at Media Days a little bit, and he did it, I think, at the car wash. And the shot at Lane Kiffin, look, I think that was a joke. I don't think that was necessarily a shot. I think it was more just Lane's pretty much admitted to what, you know, he was trying to do at Tennessee in 09. I mean, so I don't think that was a big shot. I thought that was more of a joke. The Alabama camp thing, I think that was, that was probably on purpose. Because he's probably genuinely upset about it. And if he feels that Alabama did something, I wouldn't say illegal, but that was not really available for everybody else to do, then, you know, why not use that stage to get it out there? He probably looks a little childish in the process. He may be wrong. I don't think he cares because people are all of a sudden talking about Arkansas and not for the 3-9, 0-8, and that's a good thing. It's one of those things, you know, I don't care what you think about me, just think about me. And that's exactly what he's trying to accomplish. And, you know, in the end, if Arkansas does rebound, then I think in some recruiting circles for some prospects, he's going to be looked at like the guy who didn't back down from the bully when he was at his worst. So that's an attitude that I think if they start winning, may sell a little bit. So, you know, I think it's just, More than anything else, it's just Brett being Brett. He likes the microphone. He likes to take advantage. He likes to needle his opponents a little bit. And if he feels like he was wrong, then, why not do that? Why not take advantage of the worldwide leader?
But it should be, I don't know if it's a violation, but, it should be illegal to run a camp when you're not allowed to do that. And I'm not sure if anybody's followed up on exactly when the dates and the dead periods. I don't know. But, if he's going to make that statement, obviously there's some facts to back it up. And those are pretty big allegations. So, I don't doubt it.
To me, it sounded like he said Alabama got a waiver, not away with it. I think you listen to it, it almost sounds like he says two different things, that Alabama got away with it or got a waiver. If they got a waiver, then, okay. Why'd they get a waiver? Well, what was the circumstances? We haven't found that out yet. But, to me, it's more than anything, it's just Brett being Brett. And honestly, Brett's a little bit of a loudmouth, and that's okay. That's fun for the offseason.
As someone that covers the SEC, and we understand the Big 12 for a couple of minutes, the commissioner there, Bowlesby, made the comment about cheating happening quite a bit. Did you take that as a shot at the SEC?
No, I took that as I would just say that he was probably frustrated in general. The teams in the SEC cheat, yeah. The teams in other conferences cheat, yeah. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, but to me, I think it's more an indictment of the broken structure, and I think he was trying to get it out there to say, hey, look, remember a few years ago, everybody was being investigated for everything. You had, South Carolina and the Whitney Hotel, you had the Cam Newton thing, you had A.J. Green, you had the agent stuff with Marcell Dareus and the guys at North Carolina. You had everything, and then all of a sudden, all's quiet. Even, for the last 2 years, basically nothing except for the Oklahoma State thing, which I don't think is going to amount to anything. So I think he was wanted to get out there and make a point to say, hey, look, just because we're not talking about it doesn't mean it's not going on, because I think anybody with a brain recognizes that all that stuff goes on. It's just a matter of how well you're hiding it and how much plausible deniability you have. So I think that was the goal. I didn't think it was a shot at any particular school, unless there's somebody that is under investigation that we don't know about, and in which case, maybe there is. I don't know. We'll find that out later on if something comes out. It would certainly connect those dots.
Is Georgia trying to break a record with the most criminal activity ever in off season?
Yeah, they're getting up there in arrest. That's for sure. And this latest one with Taylor is not the good kind. And a lot of the stuff is sort of miniature at times around not just Georgia, but a lot of football programs, but. Assault, especially against a woman, but just in general, that's bad news. And this kid, he came from junior college. He was supposed to be the next big thing. He was supposed to be that space eater in the middle of that line, and for whatever reason, hasn't put it together. But I talked to some NFL guys today and said that told me, he may not have played at Georgia because he may have been in the doghouse or whatever, but he was going to get some NFL looks because that kid can play. So, not to use a play on words, but it is a big loss because, I think that guy has upside, even though he was, on a third-team nose tackle, failed to play. And he could, if he got his head screwed on straight, could make a big impact.
Can you believe the next time we talk, we'll actually be hours away from players reporting in the SEC?
That's right. That's next week. It seems like yesterday was bowl season. That doesn't seem right. So
it's been it's been a fun off season.
Yeah. Yeah, largely uneventful offseason, which, I'm kind of okay with.
Well, so. Now hold on now, Barrett. I'm going to New York, so I'm going to leave the SEC to you, but let's think about this now. This is the last weekend prior to the start of fall camp. What are athletes going to be doing this weekend?
Oh, man, lots of drinking. And that's a bad idea.
I'm just saying.
So you're right. There may be stuff going on Sunday.
Listen, Nick Saban, Gus Malzahn, Steve Spurrier, Brett Bielema, they all have something in common. They're just pulling to get through this final weekend.
That's true. Once practice starts, their time is taken up a little bit by other stuff. So, God, you're right. I didn't even think about that.